This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Imi Marasi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisacha Beresh. This week's Divrei Torah will be on Megillas Esther. In Perek Hei, when Esther invites Achashverosh and Haman to the banquet that she prepared, she says, Yovoi HaMelech V'Haman HaYoim El HaMishteh Asher Asisi Loi. Let the king and Haman come this day to the banquet which I prepared for him. The Rashi Tevois of Yovoi HaMelech V'Haman HaYoim is Yudkei Vavkei, Hashem's holy four-letter name. Why is the name of Hashem only hinted to in the Megillah and not said anywhere explicitly? Many Mefarshim learn it is because the whole Megillas Esther was a nace that was done hiddenly, behester ponim. Hashem's presence is not openly revealed, and instead of obvious nisim like Kriyas Yamsuf, events unfold through what appears to be natural circumstances. It can be looked at as a sequence of natural events. Vashti is removed, Esther becomes queen, Mordechai overhears the assassination plot, and Achashverosh can't sleep at the exact right time. Everything on the surface seems natural, yet behind the scenes, Hashem was orchestrating everything. Since Hashem desired that these nisim should be done, behester ponim, therefore Hashem's name is not explicitly said in Megillas Esther. Ibn Ezra, in his Akdama to Megillas Esther, says a different reason why Hashem's name is not mentioned explicitly. At the end of the Megillah, it says that the Megillah was written by Mordechai and sent to the Jews in all the provinces of the king. It was then recorded in the history books of Poras HaModai, as the Pasuk says at the end of the Megillah, Haloihem Ksuvim al Sefer Divrei Hayomim L'Malchei Modai U'Poras. Mordechai, out of concern that when the Goyim translate what he wrote, they might exchange Hashem's name with their own gods, as if to say that their gods performed these miracles. Therefore, Mordechai omitted Hashem's name in the whole Megillah in order to avoid this situation. As we mentioned earlier, the words of Esther, Yovoi HaMelech V'Homan HaYoim, is Rashi Tevis Yudkei Vavkei. Further, in Perek Hei, Pasuk Yud Gimel, when Haman said to his wife and friends, V'chol zeh einenu shoveli, everything I have is worthless if Mordechai does not bow down to me. The words zeh einenu shoveli is Yudkei Vavkei backwards in the final letters of the words. Zeh is hey, einenu is vav, shoveh is hey, and li is yud. So why is Yudkei Vavkei spelled correctly and in the beginning of the words when Esther says, Yovoi HaMelech V'Haman HaYoim, and the letters inverted and B'Soifa Tevois when Haman says, Zeh Einenu Shoveli? Chidah in Sefer Nachal Eshkol answers that when Yudkei Vavkei is spelled in the normal order and at the beginning of the words, Rosh HaTevois, it represents Midas HaRachmonis. However, when it is spelled by the final letters, Soifa Tevois, and inverted, it represents Midas Hadin. Therefore, Esther, when making the banquet for Achashverosh and Haman, seek to invoke Hashem's Midas HaRachmonis to save the Jewish nation. She therefore used the Shem Hashem in the correct order and at the beginning of the words by saying, Yovoi HaMelech V'Homan HaYoim. On the other hand, Haman was seeking to arouse Hashem's Midas Hadin. He therefore said the words that have Hashem's name in the inverted order and B'Soifa Tevois, by saying, Zeh Einenu Shoveli. Toward the end of the Megillah in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, when Haman realized that his days were numbered, it is said about Haman, Ki kol sa elav hara'ah. He saw that the evil was determined against him. The words Ki kol sa elav hara'ah has Yudkei Vavkei in order, however, B'Soifa Tevois. Ki is Yud, kol sa is Hey, Elav is Vav, and Hara'ah is Hey. When the name of Hashem is in order but B'Soifa Tevois, then it alludes to both Midas HaRachamim and Midas Hadin. Because at that point, Hashem was exercising his Midas HaRachmonis for Klal Yisrael and his Midas Hadin against Haman. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that the Pasuk says in Perek Vav of Megillas Esther, when Achashverosh was unable to sleep, they brought before him the Book of Records to see if there was anyone who did the king a favor and had not been repaid yet. And the Pasuk says, Vayimosei kosuv, and they found it to be written, Asher higid Mordechai al b'ksanov aseresh, that Mordechai told of b'ksanov aseresh, Shnei sarisei hamelech mishemri asaf, the two chamberlains of the king who guarded the threshold, Asher bikshu lishlech yod b'melech Achashverosh, who seek to kill the king. The question arises that in the beginning of the Megillah, it states that the servants who plotted against the king were called Bichson and Seresh. So why in the written records over here does it say Bichsona v'Seresh? In Medrash Talpius is brought that the Gemara Megillah says that the secretaries who recorded the events in the book of records were the sons of Haman. And they were concerned that someday somebody will read these records and conclude that credit was due to a Jewish person for saving the king's life. Therefore, Haman's sons falsified the records and wrote that Mordechai reported about Bichson or Seresh, Bichson oi Seresh, who planned to kill the king. That means Mordechai was unsure who the real criminal was, Bichson oi Seresh. And since both were put to death, that means that an innocent person was killed through Mordechai's information. And therefore, Mordechai does not deserve to be rewarded because he ended up killing an innocent person. But an ace occurred, and the word oi that was written in the words Bichson oi Seresh, the word oi separated with the aleph moving toward the word Bichson, becoming Bichsona, and the vav moving toward Seresh, becoming Voseresh. So the words Bichson oi Seresh, which was implying Mordechai's guilt for having an innocent man killed, became Bichsona Voseresh. Two people plotting against the king, and both were killed. The nace of the moving letters in the word oi helped save the Jews when the Sefer HaZichronis was being read before Ahasuerus.